All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 51, and that goes down on June the 23rd, and a very intriguing co-main event bout as Bradley Dazeer and Ergus Sagetta get out there to test skills, and great having Ergus on the show again. How are you doing there, man? How's your day been going?
I've been doing good, Dylan. I've been resting today, just been hanging out, so yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, definitely important for sure. And wanted to, you know, congratulate you on, you know, the multi-fight deal with Unified. I know it's not recent per se, but it came in the last, like, couple months, like, since the last time we spoke to each other. So congratulations in that regard.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's it's a good deal. Unified's a great promotion. A good platform, too, to get noticed on. So I'm very excited about that deal.
Yeah, it seems like an exciting time for you in general. Like, it seems like you really came back to the fold with a renewed vigor. Like, last time we were talking, you were saying there was one point where you were like, oh, I might not necessarily even get back to fighting in MMA. But it seems like the fire has really been reignited, and I think the deal kind of underscores that a little bit as well, just in the sense of looking to, you know, stay active.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely has, you know, When I came back, I definitely wanted to do this and put the full commitment to it. So definitely the multi-fight deal is a big step in that we want to commit to a lot of fights and see where this goes.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great one too. I mean, UFC Fight Pass, the consistent platform for Unified as of late, but just good placement on the, you know, hierarchy of the card and everything like that. Is that something you place a certain level of importance in, like at least through the lens of it indicating some sort of advancement in your career?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just personally don't really look at it like that, but seeing, like, I know a lot of people, they see the fight pass, you know, especially being like the co-main event stuff. It is a big deal. It is a big exposure. So it definitely helps a lot, you know what I mean? Especially just to get my name out there. So yeah, that helps a lot, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And just kind of, you know, briefly touching on that last one. I mean, we kind of spoke about it a little bit. Like, you were talking about how it almost felt just like a regular day in the office, just as far as like you guys kind of practice and, you know, that sort of way and everything. I mean, does it feel like, like the training you put in, does it create a certain level of comfortability heading into, you know, these different fights, just with like the, you know, caliber of people you're getting in that work with and like the intensity, I guess, you guys are pursuing it with?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely does. You know, I prepare for it, the fights, you know, like the biggest fights of my life, each fight as I go on. So, and the training and everything, and stylistically, we try to prepare for the opponent as best we can. So definitely, it adds a comfortability knowing that I put in the hours and I put in the work and not just the physical work per se, but the mental work of just watching the tape, doing the game plan, the studying and all that stuff. I feel like that takes a big factor into it too. And I definitely do that. And I've definitely been doing that for this one for sure.
Yeah, and you talk about that part of it. I feel like that informs why you've really, like, asserted yourself and, like, the, you know, coaches on the regional scene sort of hierarchy. Like, as much as you're an undefeated, you know, prospect and, like, a competitor sort of sense, like, it feels like you've really established yourself in a relatively, you know, short period of time, maybe as compared to some of the other coaches as far as, like, the level of repute you have. So, like, how much of, you know, your fight IQ is derived from that sort of stuff, or is that just like the natural kind of approach you have to competing anyway, even outside of the coaching stuff you do?
No, that definitely has helped a lot. I know before I would watch tape on my opponents a bit, but not as much as I do now. And that's, I give all that credit to just coaching more and watching. When I was watching the guys that I would coach, I was watching their fights a lot. I took that part of it and used it for my fights, and I like added that type of studying of doing it for other fighters, like the coaching mindset I would do it for myself. So that definitely, coaching definitely played a big part in that. in that sense of trying to study game plan and, you know, just watching tape and understanding and all that stuff. Yeah, I wasn't really doing that as much. I was doing it, but not as much before, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was working to the scale where you got that Coach of the Year distinction at the third annual BTC MMA Awards, so that was cool to see as well.
Yeah, I mean, as much as that was a great award, I felt like there was other coaches there that were more qualified than myself, but that's just my opinion, but I'm definitely happy and honored for the award.
Well, that's a good perception to have. I mean, Chris Prickett kind of tying you in that regard. And I get what you mean. There's like a broader landscape of coaches that, you know, are top quality in the scene. And I was kind of talking to Bobby Poulter a bit ago. Like, it just seems like there's such a, I guess, vibrancy in the Ontario scene, just as far as like there's, you know, more opportunities. Like the talent has always been there, obviously, but it just feels like even like the localized promotions and everything like that, it's just like you're really getting to see some of these local guys shine. Is that kind of a characterization you sort of agree with also?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think the Ontario pro scenes, it was doing well, but then COVID happened. But I think we're getting back to that in a sense, where there's different promotions coming out and also not Ontario, but also everywhere too, you know what I mean, like in Canada. So I feel like that's good. That's a good step in the right direction. So I definitely do feel though that Ontario is getting more spotlight and shine, which is good to see.
Yeah, it seems like the Canadian scene is getting ready for another boom period and everything like that. A lot of great things going on. But I guess I'm kind of, you know, curious about this because like you're readying for a fight yourself, and we're talking about some of the coaching you've been able to do. Like, do you, I guess, concurrently do these things at this point, or is it more so you're not coaching as much at this juncture and just focusing solely on the next fight you have, I guess?
I don't coach as much, but I still coach. Like, I'll be in the corner for Adam Asenza for his main event fight at BTC the week before mine. So I'll still do it. And even I was in my mom, like I was contemplating of, do I go? I'm in wake up. But then I was realized, I'm like, well, I'm in his camp still, and I'd be up watching the fight anyways. So, and it's not that far, so I might as well go and be in the corner. But yeah, so I still do it. Not as much as I used to. But I also be in the corner for like an Adam or pretty much that would be it right now. But
yeah, and he was kind of the guy specifically I was thinking of. Like, I mean, obviously I would think that there may be some other people that you coach, but he seems like one of the more predominant guys, like at least through the lens of like seeing the social media interaction, like both of you guys getting in that hard work with each other and everything like that. So love to see it. I mean, he's obviously doing great things and has done great things too. So I would think that probably benefits both of you guys in different regards.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I have coach Matt Smith as well. He's just not fighting right now, but that's another guy that I've cornered as well. And if he was fighting on the June card, I would have done the same. But those are practically really the only two right now, and I don't really try to go much more because I am focusing on my career as well. So it's like, you want to help as much as you can, but you want to kind of like focus on yours. Plus, you know what I mean? So yeah. So
yeah, and it seems like this opponent you're fighting at this juncture in your career is like the kind of opportunity that I would think you'd be looking for, like even in as far as like he's entering the cage for his 18th professional fight. So like when the bout offer initially, you know, came your way, like did this read as, you know, something that represented like that next step up, at least in like an experience kind of sense, like, you know, seeing as well they've got a certain group of amateur fights to their credit as well. Like it looks like they have like around 7 or so amateur fights in addition to the pro bouts I mentioned. So was that kind of the, I guess, thought process when the bout offer came your way, or what were you thinking, I guess?
I mean, when Unified offered us the fights, like just like in general, we had like a thing. A lot of the guys were that we were getting were like 8-9 fights or more. So it's like, yes, when we got these offers and we got this offer, definitely. And this is what we wanted too, though. We didn't want, I'm at the point to Dylan where it's, yeah, I'm in my fifth pro fight, but I don't feel like I need to at this point go with someone that's 4 fights or 5 fights. I believe that I can match with someone that's got like the 17, 18 pro fights and beat him. So that's, I'm very happy for this matchup. We've been preparing for this matchup. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it when we got it. It's definitely a challenge and it's definitely something that I wanted for sure.
Yeah, and it looks like he's got some good experience on some pretty noteworthy circuits like CFFC, and I was noticing that he was the Ring of Combat lightweight champion and defended the belt there, has fought for like Bellator and has a victory over, you know, Julian Lane and some other noteworthy fights for sure. And you were talking about the tape study that you've been doing more as of late, as you've been doing more coaching in recent times. Like in terms of, I guess, the tape study you've seen on your opponent here, like what kind of, I guess, big stylistic attributes does he have, like X's and O's wise? What does he do well in the cage?
He's gonna be game. He's gonna want to come at me for sure. He's got good striking. He's got a good good offense. He's got some good grappling too. He's got some sambo and judo experience. I know that's what he was listening to some of his fights. But yeah, I personally believe that he's gonna try to come at me aggressively. I believe he's gonna try to take me out because I personally believe that he won't be able to keep up with my pace and my pressure. So he will try to make it a quick night, but I don't think it'll be a quick night for him, that's for sure.
And it seems like that's always been an attribute that you have. I mean, obviously you've got tremendous skills and are very accomplished on, you know, the grappling circuits, and your unbeaten MMA record definitely articulates where the skills are at for sure. But it seems like the gas tank is something that you've had even from some of the earlier like stories that I heard from people on the scene kind of talking about you. Like, where do you think that comes from? Like, do you have a certain focus on like a cardiovascular regimen? Like, do you just naturally have that kind of deep gas tank? Like, what do you, like, where do you think that is derived from, I guess?
I just think it's my will to just keep pursuing. I just think it's just, I just want to keep going. I definitely like doing like the long distance running and all that stuff. So I've had that cardio from before, but it's more just not just having the cardio because you could have, but it's like I try to prepare myself with the pace that I push, even with my my striking, my grappling. I try to prepare that pace. Obviously, before the start of the camp or an off season, I don't have, like, I'll have the same pace, but it won't be the same as like going through a 3-month camp. So it's definitely like something that I still work towards and I train for and I keep at. So I've had that with me, but I definitely keep it. I train for it in a sense where I know what I need to do. I know the pace that I need to push for a fight, for a 3-round or eventually a 5-round fight. So I know the paces that I need to push, and I prepare myself, and I physically try to like break myself. So I'm like, I know this is where I need to be in order to, in a sense, break my opponent.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate that depth of insight. That definitely makes sense, like pushing yourself to those certain limits to kind of, you know, replicate that in other people in the fight. But like one of the last things I guess I wanted to touch on, because I feel like one of the last couple times that I saw you was at that AEW Dynamite event, like the first big one they did in Canada, and they've got a, you know, pretty big run of shows coming up here in the GTA and whatnot, but kind of in close proximity to the fight here. Are you looking to maybe check out any of those shows? Like, I know they're doing Hamilton and like the big Forbidden Door show in Toronto, but maybe, you know, too close to the fight, or what do you think?
Probably not. I mean, I'm not too much of a fan of AEW. I like certain things. I don't like a lot of its promotion. I think it's a bit of a dumpster fire. I mean, the last pay-per-view, in my opinion, was just absolutely terrible. But I did, though, I did look at the news, and I'm contemplating, but it is so close to the fight. Ryan and Okada look like they're going to be in there, and I think that's going to be a great matchup, and I'd go to see that. So I wasn't going to go, but then I heard about that matchup might be happening. So now I'm like, man, I kind of want to see it live, so. But.
So maybe a bit less enthusiastic about what AEW's been doing since, like, October relative to recent times, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm more of a CM Punk fan, too, so I thought that whole situation, I thought on both sides, but I thought the situation got handled poorly. Not even whose side or whose fault, I thought in a business aspect of it, too, it just got handled very bad, and you know what I mean, so, but...
I was going to say, are you fired up about him kind of getting reintegrated into the fold, like coming back to that new Collision show they're doing?
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like they had something, they waited, but I feel like they waited too long, if that makes sense, where it's like the fire's kind of like burnt out. A lot of people are like, with all the reports too, calling him a cancer and all that stuff, I feel like they... a lot of people are hit and miss. I know the reactions. I don't know if you saw the reactions. There are a lot of yay boo in a sense where it's like a lot of people were going yay, but then a lot of people were like, oh, nah, I don't know. So, like, I'm looking forward to seeing. It'll probably be good because it's in Chicago, but who knows, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, either way, definitely a fun kind of time to be a wrestling fan, but I mean, it's not really a wrestling interview specifically for this one. So, I mean, I put a cap on it a little bit and also want to be mindful of your class you have coming up to there, man. So just to that point, is there maybe any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here, Ergus?
No, that's all, man. I always like doing these interviews with you. You're an awesome person. So thanks for having me again, man.
Oh, I mean, a mutual sentiment. I think you're an awesome guy too. And going to be a very exciting fight to see coming up here at Unified MMA 51. And anyone in that Niagara Falls area should definitely check that out on June 23rd. But if they're not in the immediate vicinity, can check it out on UFC Fight Pass. But yeah, thanks so much again for coming on the show and giving great insights. As always, man, you enjoy the rest of your day and looking forward to peeping this fight when it goes down too.
Thanks, brother. Looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks, man.